Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. My name is Diane Christian Taylor, and I'm joining you from the Tucson, Arizona marketplace, where currently it is 5 a.m. The sun's going to rise in about 35 minutes. So we do these mojo calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings to begin your day with thought-provoking subjects and motivation to carry you throughout the day. I want to talk with you this morning about curiosity. Yeah, curiosity. If you look in the dictionary, curiosity has many meanings. Eager to learn, inquisitive, prying, meddlesome, odd, strange, nosy. Growing up, many of us heard that curiosity killed the cat. In other words, curiosity will get you in trouble. In my home, growing up, our curiosity was shut down. Questions weren't welcome. Children were to be seen and not heard. And when we asked questions, we were made to feel small, even stupid. It took me years to work through my fear of asking questions, and sometimes I think I still have a little of that. But I must be a good student after all, because in my profession as a mental health counselor, my job is to ask questions, to ask the hard questions, to ask the thought-provoking questions, the questions that help people want to explore more about themselves, their relationships, and their choices. So today I want to talk to you about the type of curiosity that is near and dear to my heart as a mental health practitioner, which is the type of curiosity that connects people and brings people together. It doesn't matter where you are, a restaurant, a gas station, an office building, in your ACN gatherings, on Zoom calls, or walking down the street. Look around you. Every person you see has a story, and they carry that story with them. We don't know their story. We don't know what causes them to react in certain situations and not others. We don't know what motivates them. We don't know what stifles them. We don't know what has happened to them in the few minutes before our interaction with them. We don't know the lenses through which they view the world around them. Curiosity, if coming from an authentic, loving place within us, has the remarkable ability to improve our interpersonal relationships. It creates a dialogue. It shows our active interest in people. You see, our empathy for people increases as we gain a better understanding of people's lives, their thoughts, and their perceptions. It keeps our mind active, not passive. It promotes self-development. Curious people do not stay complacent. They become comfortable being uncomfortable. Curiosity is the key to personal development. It primes the mind to learn, and it sharpens critical thinking skills. Curiosity begets possibilities. It makes our minds observant to new ideas. Our curiosity opens up a world of possibilities that we may not have noticed had we not explored. People who are curious are also far better with failure, as they seek to understand failures and learn from them. Curious people handle social rejections easier. They seek answers up front instead of guessing and making conclusions and assumptions. Whether they like the answers or not, they cope better and move on faster. People who have a natural curiosity are the people that are going to be successful. Albert Einstein said, "I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious." Albert Einstein, "I have no special talent. I'm only passionately curious." Being curious brings excitement as your mind opens up and expands. Walt Disney said, "We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we are curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths." The curiosity of a child is a beginner's mind. It is naturally curious, open to new ideas, eager to learn. and not based in any preconceived notions or prior knowledge. I see that when I'm with my 2 and 3 year old granddaughters. They are always asking questions. It's hard to keep up with all the questions. And they shriek with excitement to learn new things. It is truly wonderful to experience. I love this quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "I think at a child's birth, if a mother could ask a fairy godmother to endow it with the most useful gift, that gift would be curiosity." I love that. "I think at a child's birth, if a mother could ask a fairy godmother to endow it with the most useful gift, that gift would be curiosity." What a true gift it is to be curious and to keep our minds open to new experiences, new ideas, to new feelings of empathy and compassion. Curiosity helps us stay out of judgment and attachments to preconceived notions and assumptions. Studies have shown that our sense of curiosity fades over time. However, it is a quality that we can continue to develop. Here are some ways to hone your curiosity. Number one, apply that beginner's mind. Stay open to look for new and novel ways of doing things. Ask open-ended questions and practice active listening. Number three, when asking questions, listen and observe. Seek first to understand, not to explain. And number four, be inquisitive but not nosy. Come from a place of authenticity and ask others their opinions, their perspectives, and approaches to things. And stay curious about what you're hearing. Number five, have an open and positive mindset. Be receptive to new ideas and opportunities. Be optimistic. And number six, be a lifelong learner. Keep asking questions. In time, our innate curiosity grows and grows. And as said by Aaron Schwartz, be curious, read widely, try new things. What people call intelligence just boils down to curiosity. So why did I want to explore curiosity with you today? Well, curiosity aids us in our relationships and in our business with customers and coworkers. It provides an honest and empathetic means of understanding one another. It helps us explore our own inner workings. Stay curious about yourself. Why did you just respond the way you did? What inspires you? What are your core values? What brings you joy? What drains you? What's filling you up? What's dragging you down? And likewise, who do you spend time with that fills you up and inspires you? Who is draining you or pulling you down? There's so much for us to learn, so much to learn every single day. In addition to piquing our prospects' curiosity, applying curiosity within our ACN business aids us in inviting new people to see our business. You see, if we come from a place of curiosity when inviting people to see the business, we're better able to stay out of prejudging and making assumptions. If we stay curious, we will learn more about our new IBOs. What moves them? What are their needs and desires? What are their priorities? Who are their priorities? What motivates them? What derails them? Curiosity helps us better determine the needs and desires of our customers. It also helps us better understand why people do not become our customers or join our organization at this particular time, which in turn helps us to not take our no's personally. Pema Chodron said, "Let your curiosity be greater than your fear." So I ask you to be gentle with yourself and with those around you, because deep inside, we don't have a clue what others are going through. Curiosity is about having a genuine interest and exploring. If you stay curious and look inside yourself, you may just discover untapped potential that you didn't know you had. The need for curiosity and compassion is particularly necessary since COVID-19 took over our planet. Never in our lifetimes have we experienced anything to this magnitude. Many of us in ACN, due to the brilliance of our incredible leaders, have had an opportunity to connect and grow closer and closer during this pandemic. We've been blessed in that way. However, it's important to remember that there have been so many people that have had no support, and their world has been turned upside down. COVID-19 has left people in isolation, depression, grief, fear, and anxiety. It has caused people to shut down and become disconnected. Opening your heart and just listening may help someone open up. Through curiosity, we have the ability to come back to compassion and connection. Just because things are starting to open up in parts of the world, it does not mean that the psychological effects are no longer with us. This pandemic will have a lasting emotional toll for years to come. And this pandemic is not over. How has this time of shutdown, unemployment, death, separation, and no hugging affected you? Ask the people in your life, how has it affected them? People need to talk, and they need to be heard in order to make sense of what they're feeling and what they're going through. Show more empathy and compassion for one another. Take the time to hear and to listen from a place of true presence. Connection has the ability to make a world of difference in restoring compassion. There's an intimacy with curiosity that gets created. It opens doors, and its powers are not to be underestimated. There's no wrong way to do this. Just show up and get curious with presence and intention, and you will build a bridge to better connections, better relationships, and ultimately better outcomes. Possibly even better than your brain can currently imagine. And I hope as you head out your door today that you carry with you an insatiable curiosity and have a wondrous, wondrous day.